Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Hello everyone, good morning. Welcome to another episode of Deep. It has been a great day so far, so many blessings despite the pandemic and calamities in the Philippines. I do hope your families are safe. My name is Gail Guyasese, and it's my privilege to share the good news of our Lord to you today. The reading for today is from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus cleanses the temple. And he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." And he was teaching daily in the temple. The chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people sought to destroy him, but they didn't find anything they could do, for all the people hung upon his words. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dear listeners, allow me to share with you my take on this passage. Going to the church has been part of our routine, be it to attend the Sunday Mass, witness a wedding, fulfill duty as ninong or ninang for a baptism, or attend the First Communion. Church is a house of prayer. We are blessed to be part of every opportunity that brings us to the church. Be that as it may, I invite you guys to look back on the times that you have been to church. Were you one with God in prayer? Were you focusing on the Holy Sacrament, say baptism or the Holy Eucharist? Or were you just worried that, say, the photographer might miss the right angle in documenting every bit of the event? Or were you just maybe excited for the Mass to be over so that you could rush to the nearest exit and get the hot puto or whatever from the vendor outside the church? Guys, I consider myself guilty as I may have been all of those before the lockdown. I fail to remember that the church is a sacred place. It is a gift where we can communicate with God. Can I have a quick sharing? In the middle of the lockdown, we spent the weekend in Ras Al Khaimah to celebrate my mother's birthday. My mom is a very religious person. We chose Ras Al Khaimah as the church there is the only one open for Holy Mass in the whole UAE, and it would be the best gift we could give her. We were lucky to get inside. It was my first time to see the church too. It was beautiful, it was huge, and you know, people were equally distanced 2 meters apart. It was totally different from the church situation we all used to know. We found our spot by the baby room. My husband sat not too far from me. I was listening intently. There was inexplicable silence deep within and goosebumps all over me. While the scriptures are being read, I was teary-eyed. I finally burst into tears when we were singing the Our Father and the songs after that. It dawned on me how much I missed the Holy Mass. I can also hear my husband sobbing quietly. Undeniably, we really missed going to the church. You know, that day was very special to me. I felt God's presence. I felt His embrace. And I could almost hear Him telling me, "Hey, I missed you too." Friends, this pandemic has taught us a lot already. I hope you still have a space to take on the learning from this gospel. I pray that we can be cleansed such that when the time comes, that we can all come back to church and hear the Holy Mass as usual, we become a brand new person. One that thirsts for God's word. One that listens deeply with the heart and one that lives a life uncluttered by the things that do not matter. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day ahead. Again, this has been Gail from Feast Albarsha. God bless you. Bye.